Folks, tonight I am joined by the unlicensed taxi driver. Say hello.
Hello, Rob the Wine Guy. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm good. Met any sailors recently?
Not recently.
That was an off-air thing, sir. Folks, you probably don't want to know about that.
Well,
tonight,
we support the troops.
We are drinking an ominous wine. I say ominous because it's got a review that I think is a little bit overzealous. And it's from a producer that I have my concerns of. But, and also it's a mutt, as I will discuss here in a second. It is Kendall Jackson, and they're the Illuminati of Illuminatis. Their reserve, their Vintner's Reserve.
Vintner's Reserve.
I'm sorry. I say it correctly.
Talk about
their Summation Red.
American labeling of wines versus Spanish,
doesn't matter for them.
French,
yeah. Reserve means nothing.
Means nothing.
Although I will say this, Kendall Jackson has an interesting portfolio, like many do. They start off with Avant, and you might see that in or Avant or who cares. In some of the stores, it says Avant on there, and it's shitty. The next is the Vintner's Reserve. And quite frankly, some of their wines get some badass reviews. There's no other wines between
them. I thought the Kendall Jackson regular label is below the Vintner's Reserve.
No, Vintner's Reserve is their regular label. Always has been. Okay. They created the Avant to be cheaper. But Vintner's Reserve is their base label. Don't be confused. I was on their site earlier, too, and confirmed this. They have no others. And quite frankly, right now, their Chardonnay gets a 91 from the Spectator.
Yeah, it does.
Their Pinot Noir gets a 92 from the Spectator, something we're going to have to try on the Wine Vault. And this wine, the Summation, got a 91 from the Wine Enthusiast and got, what is more shocking to me, a Cellar Selection designation, which means that the winery or the wine magazine is suggesting holding this wine, and they said, to at least after 2020, which... it's surprising. The blend itself is a blend of Zinfandel, Syrah, Merlot, Petite Syrah, and Grenache. I don't know the percentages, although Zinfandel comes first, so I'm going to assume Zinfandel is the highest of the percentages. So that kind of brings into question how ageable can it be if it's Zinfandels primarily. And Scott, you had said off air you had not seen the Avant label, and I've only seen it occasionally. My assumption is, I mean, the Vintner's Reserve, like their Chardonnay, is $14.99. It's top seller. And it's we're talking more than a million cases produced of that stuff. So why would you carry the Avant? It's kind of redundant because I think the Avant is only maybe like 10, 11 bucks. Well, with the Vintner's Reserve getting 91 with a million more so cases at $14.99, why the hell would you carry the other one? It does seem redundant, you know what I mean? So, and why they brought it out, I don't know. Although some of their reds, their Cabs and their Merlots are a little bit expensive for Sonoma County, though, I believe.
So I found the composition.
Okay. The percentages?
Yeah, and, and Zin's not the first.
Oh, what is it?
Syrah.
See, on their website, they showed Zin as being the first.
44%. This is their website. I just dug 44. In a little deep. Okay, and it's 44. From different appellations. 44% Syrah.
Okay.
25% Zin. 20% Merlot. 6% Petite Syrah.
Okay, for the color.
3% Cab.
Oh, there's Cab in there too.
1% Grenache and 1% whatever the hell else they wanted to put in it. Other varietals. Hey, get this. Appellation, 40% Mendocino.
Yes.
So.
Mendocino?
40%. 39% Sonoma.
Okay.
10% Santa Barbara.
Well.
7% Lake.
Oh.
4% Napa.
So this is a mutt of mutts.
This is beyond mutts. This is almost interesting in its muddiness.
Just think about the gas money it took to like transport this German grape back and forth. How did they even come up with this? Well, summation. It's like everything we made, all the leftovers, here it is. And this was $14.99. You can find it in most stores, quite frankly. Case-stacked, even. it was case-stacked at Meijer.
They describe the winemaking, and if they're actually doing this, there's no way this is a $17 bottle. But
it's a $14.99.
Wow. Crafted boutique winery style in small individual lots throughout the winemaking process. For flavor distinction.
In fairness, that means nothing. Those are all just generic terms.
Well, small individual lots.
That means nothing.
We are committed to producing only the finest quality wines from grape. Yeah. We carefully match climates and soil types for each grape varietal.
Right and now, folks, craft each vineyard lot. I'm making a certain
throughout the entire
motion that
process.
Is designated that I don't believe them, and I'm discounting what they're saying. It also means some other things, too. But we won't talk about those. Yeah, I think that they're full of shit. But mostly Syrah. That's okay. That's fine. And then a bunch of shit we don't care about. So it's everything that they have, you know, rolled into one.
Well, good amount of Merlot. 20% Merlot.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Well, anyway.
They're starting a new Bordeaux designation. SZM.
This isn't
SZM.
Bordeaux.
I'm just talking.
There's nothing Bordeaux about Zinfandel, Syrah, SZM. Petite Syrah, and Grenache.
And Syrah. SZM.
SZM.
Yeah, SZM.
Well, that's not Bordeaux.
Well, they're starting their own new Bordeaux stuff.
Well, it's not Bordeaux.
I know it's not Bordeaux.
But Zinfandel, Syrah, Petite Syrah, and Grenache are not Bordeaux grapes.
I'm with you.
And that'd be like saying, I'm going to make a Bordeaux wine, and you make it out of an elephant.
Just mocking the fact
they're not Bordeaux. The elephant doesn't make wine. It's
blend with seven different grapes.
I have this Bordeaux and I made it with bananas. No, you didn't. That's bananas, fucker. I mean, it's the same shit. I mean, what the hell?
Damn. SZM.
No, that's banana wine.
Today's Meritage.
Okay. It's made out of peaches and cream. And folks, when we
peaches
come back.
And herb.
Oh, shit. When we come back, we are going to start evaluating this amalgamation. Of wine.
That's
we'll be right back.
Good term, amalgamation. Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. We are tasting the 2013 Kendall Jackson Summation Red. And we've gone through, it is the mutt of mutts. It is...
Holy cow, it's the mutt of mutts.
It is muddy.
Yeah.
Looking at it in the glass, and Scott, you kind of commented on this earlier. It looks the part because
holy
it has
shit.
Petite Syrah in it.
But not, I mean, 6% Petite Syrah is going to make it that dark.
Well, I mean,
6%
helps.
It helps, but it's, yeah.
I mean, also if you leave the skins on a long time, it helps too. In those selected lots, as you were
small individual lots throughout the winemaking process. For it's crafted.
Is it crafted?
Crafted. Does
by
crafted
artisans?
Mean leave the skins on longer?
No.
No.
Not normally. But it does look beautiful, quite frankly.
It really does.
It's one of the pretty ones. It, you know, very little translucent. A slight bit of cupping. Yeah, it's got some cupping. But it's not terrible, I suppose.
No.
Yeah. On the nose.
Funky little legs.
Yeah. What's the percentage?
14.5. That's a nice... What did they tell us on the label, Rob?
Yes, let me read this, folks. Because I know you all love this part. It's family-owned, artisan quality. Okay. Our Summation Red Wine blends classic red varietals into a beautifully layered and complex whole. I almost said whore. I don't know why I said that, but...
Well, you didn't say it, and then you...
I know, but I was thinking whore when I said whole. Oh, well.
Folks, the wine guys...
Well...
A moment.
Let me finish. Grown on the finest coastal vineyards. Coastal vineyards? Napa's not coastal. Anyway, this sumptuous wine bursts with flavors of plum jam, pomegranate, dark chocolate, and finishes with rich earthiness reminiscent of roasted coffee. Let's see. Taster's Choice?
Taster's Choice.
Folgers.
Nescafe. Sanka.
Nescafe. Ooh la la. Yes. Enjoy with your favorite roasts, cheeses, and hearty stews. No French lentils. I don't mention that.
No, I don't mention that.
We farm with long-term stewardship in mind. To learn more about our sustainable practices and our 100% renewable energy, nobody fucking cares. And folks, this is the thing. One reason why we're being so, what would be, swarmy about this wine?
Prickish?
Yes, the last time we were, it was with Pepper Jack, and it turned out we loved it. So, hopefully, we'll love this too.
You're right.
But although I like to bitch about stuff, so I don't know.
What does that matter what wine we're drinking?
No.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. So, on the nose...
It's decidedly unremarkable on the nose. My first dive in with the nose, I came back and thought, what do I get? And the word that immediately popped in my head was nothing.
Well, there's alcohol.
Maybe.
Well, my nose is a bit numbed. It's not...
But it's not a...
that's all.
But it's not much. It's,
there might be, if I use my imagination, my mind's eye, as it were... I might smell some plum and jam. I think that's reaching. There is a jammy quality there, but it's so nondescript because you have the alcohol that the alcohol nose that isn't prominent. It's very
I can't emphasize enough how there's
it's very subtle.
So much nothing in this nose.
Well, I'm being nice by saying subtle.
The clammy, plummy jamminess that plammy. Rob's referring
perhaps
to.
Perhaps it is clammy.
Clammy. We can make up anything we want because there's nothing here to compare it to. Mm-hmm. It would be hidden in another nose. It's not hidden here. That's just, that. Subtle would be a strong description for what this actually is.
Actually, that's a very kind description.
I'm sticking with nothing. I get nothing in this nose.
Well... like I said, I can tell by the way my nose feels after I smell it that there's smelling a little alcohol.
But you don't have that strength of the alcohol. That's it. That's all you get.
It has the numbing properties of alcohol, but yeah. Well, I guess we can give up on the nose.
There's maybe...
you can swirl this all day. I don't know if you can smell it.
Because this has been decanting how long?
A while.
2 hours?
Yeah, a good long while. 7:45.
That's not
2.5 hours.
A good sign.
It's not a good start. No. Or maybe it's just very closed. What's
2.5 hours. Just going.
And folks, we have not tasted this at all yet. And sometimes we cheat. This time, no. Welcome back. Oh, Lordy.
Wow. That's surprising. That's shocking.
Motherfuckers. I don't know.
This is laughter of joy.
Can I say this? Why would you... What are you holding... what is the bit that needs to be... do you need to wait till 2020?
Well, forget all that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
This is...
Yeah. Let's start off. Let's just break it down.
But just initial response was...
bewilderment.
Laughter out of joy of... this is... first of all, my first impression of this was the mouthfeel. It was just a proper red wine blend. A little bit of... length that goes there. The length of the finish is really subtle, but there's a point in that finish where I go boom, Merlot. There's a little Zen front. Let's break this down, man.
Yeah, mid palate, Merlot, boom. You know what it is? What this tastes like? This tastes like Bogle Essential Red. That's what this tastes like. I don't know if I'm gonna go as far as to say that it's as good as it, right this second. But that's what this is. Drinkability scale on 1 to 10.
Bam.
15.
Yeah.
15. Folks, if you're a casual wine drinker, I don't know where you are right now, but get in your car and go buy it. Buy this wine because you will like it, enjoy it, love it. Matter of fact, you might say, well, I was Christian yesterday, but now I worship Summation Red. You'll love it so damn much. I'm not talking on the technical scale. I'm talking about on the love scale. Imagine if Mr. I Have Liver Problems was here. I'm just saying, theoretically, he would absolutely wet himself because he would love this shit.
Think I...
First of all, what is a dispatch of? There's an oak? No.
Yeah, doesn't it?
No, there's no oak. If there is, it's laced in there and it's very subtle and it's not prominent in the wine whatsoever.
Well, the thing he hates most is anise and licorice. That's the,
he doesn't like that too, but he hates oak.
I think he hates anise even more, but well, regardless.
There is anise in here, though.
But is it anise or is that cassis? Is that...
They're too...
This is not that licorice-y...
It might be more... Yeah, it's more cassis than anise, yeah. And it's heady. That's the thing. We'll start off. We'll give it a technical analysis. Here we go. Mmm. Well, first of all,
it's got a couple things going on with the fruit.
Go with your first fruit.
And it's got a couple different things going on with the fruit. There's a distinctly jamminess there.
Oh, there's jamminess.
But in the background, there's those the Zinfandel's there.
Yeah, there's the chocolate.
There's the but do you know what I'm saying with the Zinfandel being there? The berry. The very
25% my ass. That, there's no Syrah there. There's no Syrah peeking around that damn corner.
Come on.
Where's the Syrah? Where's the 44% Syrah? Where's the body? There's no Syrah.
The there. Body?
No, shit.
Come on now.
Oh, in this price range, Zinfandel is more body than Syrah. There's no acidity, really, to speak of. Mm. It's just, it's what it is. The word is harmonious. And it's from the Zin. I'd like to try their Zin. Right up front, you have that. It's not blackberry. What is that?
It's just
it's a boysenberry kind of,
or just a little brambly, something. Just a little something. But then it's
with the chocolate edge right with it,
and there's
that chocolatey right up that chocolatey front.
Just as the chocolate starts, it gets jammy.
Yes.
And
and it just doesn't let up. And then it just kind of expands. And the finish lingers. And it's never cloying. It's never what
I... What do you mean cloying? Say that again.
It's off-putting sweet.
No.
Never.
No. And really, these flavors aren't... It's well-documented, unlicensed... Doesn't care for the sweeter fruit profiles in wines, whether they are sweet wines or a traditional red. When I say I don't like the sweet wines, it's just the reference to the fruit and the style of the fruit, you know.
Yeah.
I like them more subtle, you know. I don't want that sweet raspberry taste. I like a raspberry taste, but I don't want a sweet raspberry taste. This has none of that.
This is bright. It's just the fruit that is there is so prominent. Although it's muddled with the chocolate, so you can't... To pull it apart is a little difficult, because it's not red raspberry, really. If it anything, though, it is a raspberry, but there's something mixed with it.
Yeah.
It's a berry. I guess that's what you would say, is a mixed berry front palate with chocolate. Boom. Right there.
And a pleasantly creepy, jammy... Yeah. Pulling it all together. That doesn't start right away in the front palate, and maybe it's more mid palate. It's just that, but and then there's just a point where Myrtle plops in and says hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I'm there.
And then there's the cab and the Merlot and the finish provide you with a nice bit of tannin. A bed of tannin just washing away.
What did we look?
But not grippy.
Did we look this up on what the recommended lifespan of the sucker is?
After 2020.
It's what?
That's what the enthusiast. It's got a cellar selection.
And I see it, man.
Oh, I'm buying more of this. Good God. At $14.99?
So,
this is delicious.
Let's finish breaking this down, then yeah. I've got a question about the nose.
Sure.
I gotta pour more, because I want to. And I like it.
It even looks good when you pour it.
I just like to point that out. It just... Mmm. By the way, for a wine snob... They might look at this and go, this is too fruit forward in California and blah, blah, blah. No, we're not talking from that. And from a technical standpoint, this is how we rate these type of wines. How many different varietals can we pinpoint within the mix? Because, and that's kind of how you do it. Because you can't say a Mutt tastes like this, because it can be anything.
It's got the darkness of the Petite Syrah. Mm-hmm. The cab bounces in at the end. The Merlot is as distinct as anything, because it just pops mid-pound. Up and grabs you.
Yep.
The Zin, the characteristic, and
the Syrah is somewhere, but I don't know.
Is that what's holding it all together?
Who knows?
Is that
just
where
don't
the
buy that it's 44% Syrah?
Is that where the chocolate's coming from?
I wouldn't think so. Probably the Merlot would be where that would be coming from. But yeah, so you have to kind of...
And is there a little bit of acidity at the beginning of the finish?
There's a zing.
Just don't waffle it. Just...
Yeah.
Just put it on your tongue and take it down. Is there a bit of this acidity right at the beginning of the finish?
There is.
Which... We would say it's from the Syrah?
Well, from the Syrahs we've had, yes. Typically, no. But yes, that's probably what that's from.
Anyhow. But
it's something, though, that it is a wine that demands to be waffled. It demands to be pulled in, because that's where it's lurking. If you just quaff this, oh, that's nice. If you drink it like we drink it, good God. It's like a cornucopia exploded on your face. It's... Wow.
We both had a physical reaction to this that you can't pick up, but I'm sure Rob saw the same thing in my face. Oh. I saw it in his face. It was an eye opener.
Oh, Lord.
We immediately, our eyes bugged out of our heads. It's like, you know, we talked about the nose and there was, my words, nothing there. And I even said, you know, that's not a good sign. And then, bam, the sucker just... It kind of punches you in the throat a little bit.
It is a... It's been a while since I think we've been surprised. We've had some good stuff recently. But this is surprising. This is better than the pepper ass, whatever that was. And that, we like that, but this is good.
You know, and it's unfortunate that...
I'm doing it.
It's unfortunate that the... Bogle Essential that we tried is no longer in the shelves. It's to the 14s now. It's the 13.
That's a good comp.
But I would like to bring that back out and compare it, because I think this might be better.
It is better, partly because
the ageability.
Yes, and it's bigger.
And not only that, one of the things we liked about the Bogle Essential was that you could pick out the different components of it. I'm not sure it has many components.
Oh, it doesn't have as many as this
does. It doesn't have as many components as this has.
No, it had five, right? Or four.
It's so, anyhow.
Yeah.
But this has... There's a level of complexity here.
It has a level
that is
of complexity.
Very, very, very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And most wine snobs would say, Kendall Jackson, fuck that.
We said that. No, fuck... Wait.
No, we
stop
said
it.
That.
Yeah. No, yes, we said that.
But didn't?
Yes, we said that.
But we prefaced it by saying, we are saying that to jinx us, so it was great.
Listen, let's be honest. Folks, Rob, the wine guy, in his heart of hearts, was mocking this, but just subtly so. he references the Illuminati. There's a little snide remark, blah, 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 blah. And usually he's a little more aggressive with that. Tonight he's a little subdued with that.
Yes.
And it's Kendall Jackson. We didn't have high expectations for this. I didn't. Recent episodes, we've had wines, entry-level wines from, places we have respect for.
Mm-hmm.
Klein, the Lodi. We were a little surprised by that. That recently aired. The Duckhorn, the entry, the Pinot. And you know, there's hopefulness with that. I'll be honest, other than the scores, you know, it's Kendall Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kendall Jackson. You know what, folks? It's Kendall Jackson.
It's Kendall Jackson.
Well, we need to say that in a different light.
We're not the only ones that have liked it. I mean, the enthusiasts liked it, but beyond that, their Chardonnay is breaking out. Their Pinot's breaking out. They're getting high damn reviews for a reason, because they know what they're doing right now, apparently. We're going to drink other ones of their wines. We're going to drink the Chardonnay. We're going to drink the Pinot.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and buy everything I can in this vendor's reserve. I have mad respect for this sucker right in front of me.
For me, and that's the thing. For me, yes, we make Illuminati jokes. But if they make good wine, fuck it. They make good wine.
Well, and
if they can make a million bottles of it, that they're good.
That's harder. Isn't that harder?
That's much harder.
Isn't that much harder?
Yes.
To put out a high volume of a product.
That's good.
That's wine. Listen, the American beer industry puts out beer that they need to have a lot of respect in, that the amount of production facilities in this country that make Bud Light and a Bud Light in California taste just like a frickin' Bud Light made in Columbus, Ohio.
Yep.
Same thing with Miller Lite.
Yep.
But to do that with wine, that's a different animal. That's a different beast. You're going to have variety from grape to grape to grape to grape that is difficult to deal with in the highest quality grapes. The
fact is, they brought all these different grapes from different areas together and made this.
To do this?
That's hard work, man. That shows a winemaker that knows his business. It just does.
Illuminati or no?
Yeah, well, there was a human that was involved. His name isn't Slappy Slapstick, and he goes in there and goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna make some wine today." No, this dude knows what he's doing. Poor lady. So, folks, when we come back, we're going to give a very, very detailed review of the Summation Red. And we're right back in the Wine Vault. Folks, we're reviewing the 2013 Kendall Jackson Vintner's Reserve Summation Red Wine Blend from California. That's a lot to say, but it's a lot to drink.
In more than one way, it's a mouthful.
Oh, don't make it dirty.
That's not dirty.
Keep it clean.
That's clean.
Man.
That was a mouthful to say, and it's a mouthful of a red wine
blend. No one told you, we have determined this show should be G-rated.
I guess we failed that. Episode one, we lost that.
The next episode, yeah.
How long did it take iTunes to slap an explicit on us?
Yeah.
Fucking pricks.
Yeah, you bastards. Anyway, so we're going to go around the room, which means I'm going to go across the table.
No. You know what?
Why don't you pretend to be somebody else?
We're going to talk about this shit some more, because it deserves it.
Well, that's part of the review process. You talk all you want until I do this, which means shut the fuck up.
He made a hand gesture that implied he was...
Yes. It's the only name just I'm using.
I touch myself. Yeah. I want to. Yeah.
Don't be dirty.
Jeez, I'm not making hand gestures.
What?
If I had to use.
Try to be interesting.
One word. And to describe the use that word, nothing. But if I describe the wine as I drink it, it'd be wow.
Okay.
It.
I thought you were going to use the word Fandango.
Fandango? Manchingo?
Manchingo. I'm going to use the word Fandango. Nobody uses that. Is that actually a word?
Yes.
Okay.
We've talked ad nauseum that this is the mutt. Mm. Making a dog reference to all the different varietals that are here.
Its nose is cold.
Its nose is cold, which means it's healthy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's really healthy. If this was a dog, its nose would be freezing because this mug is healthy.
It's not shitting its pen.
Oh, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Poor Rex. Mm-hmm. What do we say? Seven different varietals, and we can distinctly characterize five in what we taste and feel in our mouth.
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Rob's doubtful in the Syrah, and we're working through the Syrah.
I don't see 44% Syrah, but that's okay.
That's okay. Well-framed.
Mm-hmm.
Huge mouthfeel.
Massive. Mass appeal.
Distinctly displaying two varietals of fruit characteristics. We make fun of the Illuminati. Ad nauseum here on the Wine Vault. Illuminati...
Man.
Well done. This is an artisanal wine. This is
slow down.
This is something that
makes the truly artisanal wines look stupid because they're
some
not
of them.
As good.
Some
as
of them because they're not as good as this.
No, they're not. No.
But you're taking all these different varieties from different regions. How many different regions were there? At least as many 50. Different varietals. Yeah, 50.
But you could take your artisanal stuff and stick it up your butt because if it's not as good as this, then don't make it. I mean, why?
Why?
You're wasting your time. You're wasting my time.
The only thing disappointing about this is the nose. Because there's nothing there.
No, it's not a big nose. But I don't buy one. I don't. But most people don't buy one to smell it.
And some people say
they buy glue to smell it.
The nose brings you to the wine. And if you don't have a nose, then you're just not going to taste good. Well, they're wrong about this one.
Yes. Rubber cement. That's what that's for.
Oh, wine guy.
Permanent markers.
I love this wine. Wholeheartedly recommend it.
Yeah, oh yeah. What are you gonna give it though?
91.
A 91, folks. Jesus.
To the Illuminati.
Cheerio.
Cheers.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, mate.
And folks, it's on to me. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'm actually, when Scott said 91, I'm like, damn it, that's my score. It gets 91 from me. And by the way, folks, it's going to be in the Hall of Fame because it deserves to be. This wine is of exquisite quality considering how much has been produced of it. The price is $14.99 for Christ's sake. I mean, that is an exceptional value. And once again, it's not some big burly cab or anything of that nature. It's just one that you enjoy drinking.
But
yeah, it just is. That front palate, I could drink that, I could taste that all day long. That beautiful, bright fruit. It's so reminiscent of the Bogle Essential Red.
But it does things that the Bogle didn't.
No, it's bigger. And that's why one reason why it gets a 91 out of 90.
I want to see what this is in a couple years.
Yeah.
And...
I think it drinks well now.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
2020, I don't want to wait till 2020.
But I will.
Oh, well.
I will. I'm going
to
see what it is.
I would have two bottles here or there just to drink.
Two bottles?
Or whatever.
Two cases?
Well, this is a bottle or one that if you needed something to drink in mass quantities. Although... for like weddings and things like that, it's a little too expensive for that, I suppose. But at $14.99, even with 10% discount. But if someone was to say, "Well, this is one I like to pull out and just drink," wow!
Hello, yeah. McFly. Could you serve this at a wedding? Everybody would fucking love this.
Forget it. I mean, wow. I mean, Damn.
The other thing I want to comment on, summation of all the wines where they've got little cutesy little names or whatever.
Yeah.
Has there been a better name that's more apt to describe the wine than this?
No. This wine is
a summation of its parts.
It's, hey, I wholeheartedly am impressed with this wine. Tip of the cap. All respect goes to Kendall Jackson for making this.
No shit.
I mean,
100%.
It's not an easy thing to mass produce wine, and when you do it with such quality and deft, and the balance and the grace that this wine shows. Is it a Bordeaux that is something that is going to change the world? No. What it is a wine that you just love drinking. That's all it is. It, with its complexity and its length and its fruit and all those things, it is everything that you want a wine to be in the real world.
Let me challenge what you just said just a little bit.
I'll just be good.
If we swapped a different label out on this,
yeah,
and it wasn't Kendall Jackson, it was whatever artisanal winemaker, would you be talking about earth-shattering shit? Because this is a really well put together.
I was
California. Yeah. It's not Old World. It's not Bordeaux for sure, 100%. No. But this is really well done.
It has nothing to do with the label. No, this is what it is, regardless.
But there is an element, for me at least, of surprise?
Well, it's not...
Shock?
But think about the reviews.
I mean, we knew what the reviews...
They've been getting across the board with their stuff.
I agree. But we hadn't tried it yet, and there was still...
Reviews are reviews.
And we... There was still... It's Kendall Jackson. We're saying it's Kendall Jackson. Yeah. It's Kendall Jackson.
Well, you know, Kendall Jackson must know what they're doing.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's Kendall Jackson. I'm going to say it's Kendall Jackson.
It is. They deserve respect because, quite frankly, they have a line that has good wines in it. And, quite frankly, their Grand Reserve, which is the next level up with this, isn't particularly expensive.
This is number two in placement five in their batting order.
Yes.
Entry level, the Avant.
Then this.
Vintners. And then you go up to
Grand Reserve.
Five levels.
Yeah.
And this is a $15 price point?
Yeah. $14.99. Case stacked. It really is a beaut. And once again, I recommend decanting it. Now, one thing that we haven't discussed, the seller selection after 2020. I mean, it'll hold. But what exactly are you holding it for till after 2020? I'm not quite sure. Because it's all there. There's nothing that's closed. It's showing what it is right now. It's big. But
I don't know. I like this a lot. I'd like to see what it is in 2020.
But what is it going to be?
I don't know.
I mean, you know why we like it?
I don't know.
You know why we like it? It has a really good Zen opening. But it does. It has that Zen is gorgeous.
That isn't why I like this. I like the complexity of this. I like the layering. Yeah. I like the chocolate as much as I like the Zen fruit.
The chocolate is gorgeous. The chocolate following up that Zen, it's like...
All layered by the jammy.
It is. It's just like...
The front palate has Zen berry things. We couldn't even describe what the berries were.
Yeah.
Jammy layered underneath all that and this gorgeous chocolate nature. And I'll be honest, the more I have of this, the more I get where they talked about that coffee finish.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's almost left on my palate after it's gone.
Well, it's very linear, but there's a lot in that space. And it's just that it is unique in that fashion that we don't normally see that.
So right now it's this really big mouth on the palate. Why I think they may have something with it. It aging really well is. Open your mind a little bit. What could this be when it leans out? With the complexity of fruit, the chocolate, that little coffee thing, that little petite, the little Syrah, little acidity, the Merlot that jumps up and says, "Hi, I'm here."
Well,
what does that do over time? I want to find out. I'm just saying. I just want
to
find out.
Do you have an answer to that?
I'll have an answer in 2020 when I drink this, maybe with you. If you're going to be a prick about it, maybe not with you.
No, I thought you had an answer to that.
I don't have a fucking answer to that. Oh. I want to find out.
Oh, okay. I mean, I like what it is now, though.
That's I know. I get that.
That's kind of thing.
I get it, too.
I don't really want it to change.
Well, Rob, embrace the future. Change is inevitable.
No, I like it as it is. I don't really like it.
Folks, the wine guy's whining.
No, I just do.
It's whining.
So what am I aging this for?
Whining. So maybe it becomes different, better.
But no, what they're saying is it's going to be better in 3 or 4 years. How could it
be? Oh, I get that. I get that you may
have... But it's a 91 now. I mean, what's it going to be?
For us.
Well, I'm sorry, it was a 91 for them as well.
Was it 91?
Well, they didn't say in 2020. I mean, 91 now. That's what they gave it. And we might have had four spot on with the wine enthusiast, I guess.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I think that it's going to hold well. I think it's going to represent itself well in the next couple of years, but I don't think I'm going to necessarily something I'm going to say, oh, this is 2020. Because there's nothing there that shows that. It has, it's holdable.
It's 2 years, man.
Okay, it's 20...
17.
And 2020 is?
We're all halfway through the year. Two and a half.
3 years.
2.5 years.
Well, it's not 2 years.
Oh, my God.
But they wrote that. They wrote that review in 2016. Although, maybe a year and a half ago was, chewy as hell. I don't know. I think the Duckhorn Pinot needs more aging than this does.
What? That's the beauty of this wine. It doesn't need the aging, but I really want to see what it's going to be.
Well, I think at the price, you're not going to get burnt. $14.99, you have a few bottles back. You keep some for the long term, and you have some now. What the hell? At the price range, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
No.
So, if you lost 4 bottles because you waited too long to drink it, who gives a shit?
Yeah. So,
you're
folks,
$15 a bottle.
Folks, Kendall Jackson, Vintner's Reserve Summation, 2013.
Fucking kudos.
91's all around. Hall of Fame.
Wow.
It goes in the Hall of Fame, folks. Yeah. And quite frankly,
mainly for the price point.
Well, good. Sure.
No, I'm with you. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, it gets it. I mean, in 91's.
This is just a really interesting wine. We're 100% it's in the Hall of Fame.
We're getting a lot in the Hall of Fame, but still, that's okay.
We're building shelves.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah,
I've got shelf brackets for you.
Let's do it. We're going to have to build some shelves because the Hall of Fame is getting kind of large, but we like wine, so it's kind of hard to say no. But up there, folks, we're going to include the, before the year's end, Chardonnay, the Pinot Noir, the Cabernet. We're going to try to try as many of this label as we can, because obviously, winery of the year is up there.
Well, and let's be honest, the Vintner's Reserve is getting high marks in all the right across the board.
Yeah,
and our first representative of it, we freaking agreed.
Now, right now, the leader in the clubhouse has to be Dry Creek.
Oh, Baron's right.
Baron's doing well too. California Zin isn't up there, but this is the thing about Baron. They don't have any other examples for us to. I mean, the Napa.
We've had 2 Dry Creeks, 2 Barons.
Yes, but the Dry Creek, we could theoretically find a cab. We can theoretically find other things. There's only 3 Barons in existence to begin with, so they're kind of limiting themselves. But you know, there's Jay Lohr now. Yeah, so, I mean, Kendall Jackson might sneak in there. We don't know. Who can say? But with that, folks, we are happy to bring you another great wine simply because we get to drink it.
Oh, shit.
But by all means, go out and find it and buy it and enjoy it yourself, because I think you will. I know you will.
Buy this.
Yeah. So, with that, folks, I would like to thank the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
I'd like to thank Rob the Wine Guy.
And I'd like to thank everyone else that is not on the show tonight so we could drink all of this ourselves.
What Triple B say? What was Triple B's comment?
I don't know.
Didn't she say something along the lines of, I think it'll be interesting to see what you guys think about this?
You know what? You know who I would really like to thank? Steve's liver. I would like to thank Steve's liver for not allowing him to be here tonight. So, with that, when he comes back from the IR, that's when we're going to do the budget wines with That's we are going to do that, Ben. We're going to do it. Folks, in a future episode, we have accrued some nasty, nasty, nasty things from Blackstone, Lindemann's. There's a Washington baddie that exists. And we've discussed, we can't use the typical wine vault procedures to review these wines. So we're going to brown bag them. And try to pick them out and have some fun with them, because we sure as fuck don't want to drink them. But we're going to wait till the superstar is back, and that's the first thing he's going to drink when he gets back, folks. It's not going to be something great. It's going to be shit. We're going to save his liver.
But how are we doing that?
Or kill him. One of the two.
How are we saving his liver?
I don't know. Is it bad wine?
You think that's going to stop anything?
Probably not. Oh, well, whatever.
So somehow there's a subtle irony to Superstar coming back to the brown bag episode.
Doesn't the liver regenerate itself?
If you're the Wolverine.
But he's not the Wolverine, is he? Wow. But then in the original comics, Wolverine was short. Could be. Anyway, folks, with that, we're going to bid you adieu. And thank you for joining the Wine Vault. Good night.